Those who hold the faith have no legitimate basis for showing partiality. Christians are those who say we are all sinners, and that's the root of all of our problems and struggles. Christians also say that Jesus saved us, not based on our merits, good looks, paycheck, pedigree, but rather on the basis of grace. All of our own accomplishments and righteousness fade away to zero in comparison with the Lord of glory. So our basis for being impartial when it comes to not judging a book by its cover is the grace of God. We have no Christian basis for judging a book by its cover. We can't minimize people based on their face value because their face value is no indicator of their heart. Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day, where today we are looking at the book of James and the instruction Christians are given to show no partiality. James chapter 2, verse 1, "My brothers, show no partiality as you hold the faith in our Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory." The reason that you cannot maintain the faith and show partiality at the same time is because when you do such, your faith is not in Jesus, but rather in the distinctions you make when you're partial. When you make external distinctions between men, your hope is in man. For example, what would be some reasons to cater to the rich man and disrespect the poor, which was going on in James's audience? Maybe the rich man could write you a bigger check. Maybe he would attract a more affluent crowd, which would again result in a bigger offering. Maybe he would attract publicity and help draw in larger and larger crowds. Maybe you could become friends with him and he would take you out to eat at fancy restaurants. The thought is that the rich man can benefit you more and advance your own well-being and agenda or cause. And all of this indicates that our hope is in man. The same idea floods student ministries and churches all across our nation. Just trade out the rich man with the popular person. If we could get the star athlete, the head cheerleader, the good-looking guys and the good-looking girls, our youth ministry would take off. Now, I'm not saying, and neither is James, that we shouldn't minister to the popular students or the affluent members of society. But what James is saying is that when you show preference to one over the other, you put your hope in man. So Christians should not live lives that show partiality because partiality places faith in man and not in Christ. As you pray today, please remember Anders Lee and his family, our missionaries in Mississippi. Also, remember the Nabit LifeWord broadcast in Burkina Faso and Ghana.